Earnest work at Tittabawassee, Michigan. Meetings were held all through the day.
My husband spoke in forenoon, Brother Andrews in the afternoon.
I followed with remarks quite at length, entreating those who had been interested through the meetings to commence from that day to serve God. We called forward those who wished to start in the service of the Lord. Quite a number came forward. I spoke several times, beseeching souls to break the bands of Satan and start then. One mother went to her son and wept and entreated him. He seemed hard, stubborn, and unyielding. I then arose and addressed Brother D., begged him to not stand in the way of his children. He started, then arose, spoke, said he would commence from that day. This was heard with glad hearts by all. Brother D. is a precious man. Sister E.'s husband then arose, testified that he would be a Christian. He is an influential man, a lawyer. His daughter was upon the anxious seat. Brother D. then added his entreaties to ours. Sister D.'s also to their children. We entreated and at last prevailed. All came forward. The fathers and all the sons and other fathers followed their example. It was a day of gladness. Sister E. said it was the happiest day of her life. Diary, February 19, 1868.